Oh, thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Oh, that we come joyfully and gladly and boldly to the throne of grace this morning. Father, thank you so much again for your Son. Thank you that God is with us in Jesus. Thank you, Lord, again for that precious plan that, praise God, would bring many sons to glory. Lord, thank you again that it's the life that lives in us. Lord, it's your beloved Son in whom you are well pleased. Thank you, God, that now are we the sons of God. And Lord, thank you, Lord, it doesn't appear what we shall be, but we know this. Oh, that when you shall appear, hallelujah, when we're with you, we will be like you. Oh, thank you, God, for that. Lord, what a day that will never end. Hallelujah, to see the face of the I Am. Oh, God, to behold him. Oh, and to hold him. Lord, help us to fall more in love with your precious Son. Lord, help us to understand how much he loves us. Lord God, help us truly. You must increase and we must decrease. Lord, help us to humble ourselves before God. Because you do, you give grace to the humble. Lord, let us come today and come boldly, Lord. We're a needy people to look to you for all things, God. Oh, and help us, help us, help us to receive this word. Open our hearts. Oh, God, have the Spirit just anoint. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise be to God. Now, you know, you don't have to be here very long to perceive that this is assembly that loves to thank God and to praise the Lord for his grace. Amen. I thank God, as it says in John 1:16, grace for grace. You come into here and I thank the Lord. Again, it's all by his grace. We praise him for his grace because we want more grace, because we want to grow in grace. Hallelujah. Only by his Spirit can you understand that. Amen. Now, we rejoice that we're saved by grace. We rejoice that we grow in grace. And we rejoice that anything that is ever good that is accomplished in our lives is all because of the grace of God that is with me. The grace of God that is with you. That same grace of God that was with Brother Paul. Said it earlier, we can do nothing of ourselves. And all I can say to Jesus is hallelujah. I am so thankful. I am just your workmanship. I can feel his divine hands all over me. Lord, let me magnify the grace of God. I love it. I thank God there's a rest, there's a peace to the people of God. When you have ceased from your own works and enter into his rest, let me tell you something, there's a peace that passes all understanding. It's been waiting there all the time, hasn't it? But it takes, praise the Lord, you got to deny self. And see, a lot of people, they think, oh, well, what do I got to do to deny self? You just got to start thinking about him. Let him increase. And let me tell you something, you will decrease. You'll understand how wonderful it is to take up that cross. But you'll never take it up. You'll never take it up without first denying self. It's the truth. Now, but did we know in this great grace that it's the Father's greatest purpose to magnify his Son's grace at all times? I love it. At all times. To magnify the grace of his Son. Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Did you hear that? The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Oh, it's so wonderful. I am so grateful to God that I know he is not a respecter of person, that I know he would that all men be saved, that I don't need to go trying to think out who received this and who didn't receive this, and they were such an obscure ones over here. No, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. That precious gospel has been preached to every creature under heaven, because it's the very will of God that we would know his will. And his will is always in one place, and that is in his Son. I thank God how in his great grace he's had different missionaries go into places. This was at the early 1800s, in different stretches of our globe and areas in this world, that there were cultures and civilizations that man hadn't even reached before. They knew that the modern man and all of his wisdom hadn't touched those peoples before. But yet as they went in there, there were certain groups of people that knew and worshiped the I Am. How could that be? The Word of God. That the grace, his grace, which bringeth salvation, hath appeared to all men. What's so hard to get about that? Huh? What's so hard to understand about that? I love to rejoice in that. I love to rejoice in people that love Jesus and love that name. And oh, how that grace is magnified. But I'm telling you what. Even though that those that hate that name and hate anything about the Word of God, oh, the grace of God is still magnified in that. Honey, the grace of God which bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Know this. Rejoice in the great God, the I Am, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now, nothing can or ever remotely will compare to the magnificence of the grace of God. As the Word tells of God's whosoever believe. I'm talking to you. He's talking to you. We're part of that, praise God, whosoever believe. Yes. All to the praise of the glory of his grace. And see, God help us to want that. See, because that's all that God wants. He wants us to desire that grace of God. He wants us to praise. The only thing that pleases him is to praise him for the great grace that is given to us. His Son, full of grace and truth. Grace. And as a matter of fact, the Word of God tells us that in the ages to come, it's going to be only the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us. That's why we best talk about it. That's why we best, by God's grace, rejoice in it. That's why, by God's grace, we need to praise him for his grace. Now, from beginning, let's get into this now. Alpha time. Not the beginning, but beginning. Alpha. The grace plan. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're talking about Jesus, the height of heights, but yet to the lowest of the low, became the worm upon the cross for you, for me. Praise God. Became sin for us who knew no sin. Took a place that only he will ever know. Only he will ever know. God himself even turned from it because he could not look upon his Son. Oh, let the grace of God be magnified. Hallelujah. My grace will be magnified and nothing else. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Man could never be justified by the works of the law. You are saved by grace through faith. And don't ever think that was of yourself. Don't ever think it was any work you could ever do. It is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Oh, I love to rejoice in that. Don't you? Oh, I love to praise him for that. And I know the Father is pleased when we praise him for that. And get excited about it. And to say, thank you, Father. And that thanks should continually resonate in these. Praise God, we're temples of the living God. Oh my goodness, for God so loved the world that he gave great grace. Great grace. Oh yes, he did. And it's only in that grace because we are saved by grace. You'll read that in Ephesians chapter 2, two times. But, and I remember visiting with Brother a long time back about this. He says, well, you know, that's easy to get, grace magnified and God giving us his son. But, you know, we were talking about it and I was kind of getting giddy. You know how I can get like that. And, you know, you're kind of getting kooky about the things of God. Well, praise God. I'd rather be a fool for Christ's sake. Whose fool are you? And that's the truth. Come on. You know, you can, Brother Hill used to say, you can look like a total idiot at a Bronco game, but, you know, my goodness, can you imagine that that man held his hands up at a church? You better get excited. You better, I'll tell you what, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I want to be doing it now. By God's grace, and not because something of me to do, but just because of the welling of the love of God that's in me. I can't help it. You know, when that tea kettle goes off, it's because it gets heated up. It gets kind of fiery. It's got to sing. And I finally one day said, Lord, you got to just take the lid off. It's time to go. It doesn't matter if it embarrasses people. I don't really care whatsoever. You don't have to, I'm not here, in a sense, I want you to understand this. I'm not here for anybody but him. Do you understand that? By God's grace, and I know I can speak the same for you. You're not showing up for so-and-so over there and so-and-so over there. Praise God, I got over that long time back. Just for him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, this is what it's about. Praise be to God. But you see, brothers and sisters, as that man said to me, he said, well, how could grace be magnified in everything? What about a sinner? And I said, oh my goodness. You talk about magnificent grace upon the life of a sinner. Grace upon grace extended to the wicked multiple times. Come on now. Now, I love the testimony of my brothers and sisters in the Lord that came in to know the Lord a little bit later on in their life. How wonderful. Isn't that sweet? You know, I was one that I don't ever remember not knowing the Lord, and I thank God for that. And that's precious to my life. But oh, I love to hear the gospel story of those, oh, that knew it. I'm changed, I'm changed. Oh, hallelujah, the quickening power. Oh, that Christ liveth in me. I was dead as dead could be. Dead in my trespasses and sin. Oh, and hallelujah, how grace found me. Grace touched me to say, oh, Lord, I believe. And in that moment, oh, that mustard seed moment of faith. Oh, from death to life everlasting. From the dunghill. Oh, my goodness, to a throne. Come on now. Come on, that's the gospel story. But I was thinking about old Pharaoh. We talked a little bit about him on Wednesday night. Did you know in Romans 9, it talks about Pharaoh, if you know that story about the plagues and Moses dealt with him. It says that God endured much long suffering with him. Much long suffering with Pharaoh. In Exodus 9, he even sent, and it also says this in Romans 9, God sent Moses to tell Pharaoh very, very specifically. And let's go ahead. I'll just read it there for you. Let me see. Where are we at? Romans 9. Yeah, right there in this. What is that? In the 17th verse. For it says, the scripture saith unto Pharaoh. Isn't that something, the scripture? You mean there was scripture back there? Oh, yes. I am that I am. And the scripture did say to Pharaoh, what did he say to Pharaoh? Even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Now let me ask you something. If the Lord said that to you, man, I'd be, Lord, you're going to show your power in me? You're going to allow me to profess your name? Huh? Come on now. We're talking great, great grace. All that witness. God had his precious prophet Moses, the greatest of them, to come to visit. To tell him, God's going to use you. God not only tried to warn him, but I'm telling you, grace in some, you talk about a supernatural love. I know grace was there to try to encourage him. I know that grace was there to try to persuade him. But Pharaoh hardened his heart over and over and over. And God finally said, enough. And took him out. And that was it. Yep. Yep. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. He doesn't want a one to perish. Love people like God loves them. He gave his son. Know these things. See souls. Don't let any root of bitterness. Ye that are spiritual, restore. Huh? I had a man who knows so much better. Matter of fact, I don't know that man anymore. I knew him as a kid, and I know that that man was full of the love of God. And all he could write to me was those things of a failure of a brother should always be remembered. I don't want to remember a thing. We need to pray for one another. Amen. And you pray for that brother. Wake up! Man, I could have faith to move mountains. I could know this word and I could quote it like nobody's business. I could have sat under this ministry and went to this Bible school and I could have done all these things. But if I don't have the love of God, and I want to know where in the Word of God does it say, remember sin. I want the mind of Christ, and I believe he said, your sins I'll remember no more. We dwell on that stuff, whether it's for your life or for my life. I missed it. Come on now. Come on now. Oh, hallelujah. Now, moving right along. Think about a Christian that never grows up one bit after receiving the grace to believe him as their Savior. And it is sad. Tragic, sad. Wasted their life. Right back. Almost never even got out of the pig mire. Just stayed right there all the way along. Maybe even got so mixed up. Oh, I deny all that stuff. Come on, we know folks like that. Get into these godless things, godless thinkings. Oh, that was just a moment of my life. I'm a this. It's branded in me. Look at this. You know how evil the enemy is. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Even when we believe not, he abides faithful. Huh? Come on. He that is born of God doth not commit sin, neither can he sin. Well, I don't like that, brother. I don't really care. I'm so glad that he's not like you and he's not like me. I'm just so thankful that the grace of God, as we believe him, we become like him. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, yes, it's so wonderful. See, I want to believe the word of God that says the seed that remaineth. Amen? I want to believe in the God that says, I will in no wise cast you out. I want to believe in the God that says, there is nothing that can separate you from the love of God. Yes, yes, yes. That's my God. That's my God. Because that's the God of Israel. And that is the God, the everlasting God. Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful. And I'll tell you what. Let the grace of God be magnified, huh? You talk about magnificent grace. You talk about the Father saying, you dumb devil, I'm going to magnify my grace everywhere. Huh? Oh, we get excited about this. And now let's move a little bit more along here. What about those that have run well? Huh? But then the great failure comes. Let me see. King David. Peter, yeah, me, you, and I will in no wise cast you out. Isn't that something? Now, oh, brother, you cannot go there. You preach these things to these people, they're going to run around like a bunch of harlots. No, you won't. I preach this to you and this work effectually in you. Well, I can't jump too far ahead, but we'll get to that one in here just a moment. But you'll praise him. You'll praise him. See, grace again still magnified, even in my defiance. Now, I'm not here to ever preach that you sin willfully that grace may abound. Heavens, no. No, 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 no. But I'm going to tell you something. I am so thankful for that grace of God that is always with me. Huh? That grace is always with you, but is it working effectually in you? That's where we come into this final one. And that's the greatest of all of them, brothers and sisters, the glorifying grace of God. Yeah. See, this isn't a message of preaching grace as the excuse to fail. Grace is not the excuse to fail. Grace is the power and the reason, praise God, to superabound. That's the truth. Oh, yes. Jesus loves me like that? You mean he really loves me like that? You mean he saved me? He's raised me together with him. He's seated me together with him. Now I'm a son of God. And that's just the beginning? You mean there's even more than that? You mean he's never going to leave me nor forsake me? You mean as I have been trying of myself, and as Brother Paul said, the good that I would, I do not. Oh, Lord, but the evil that I would not, that I do. You mean he's still dealing with me? You know it. He's got to take you to the end of your rope time and time again, brothers and sisters, to let you understand you are weak. You cannot do it. Honey, I want you to just rely totally, completely, wholly on my great grace that I can and I will. I will perform the good work which I've begun. You're understanding these things because of the power of my might. It's so wonderful. It's because of the infinite and the Holy Ghost. Ones that really receive this message, brothers and sisters, don't let the enemy lie to you. Don't go through your life being lied to. I don't want to do that. I got truth, and the truth lives in me. And the truth isn't a confused thing. It's not tossed to and fro. It stands on the rock. It is not moved. Oh, no. It's pillar time. That's what it is. It's so wonderful. I want to be a pillar in the house of the Lord. Oh, yes, that's that Philadelphia company. I'm not moved. Oh, everybody's doing this and that. You go, and I was so rejoicing the other day. I saw about those, all those ruins over in Greece and some different places. You know what's still standing today? The pillar. Ever seen that? The pillars. They don't move. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, he's so good to us. But brothers and sisters, this is the glorifying grace. This is when we get quickened in our lives. And it did. It happened to me. It started to happen to me at 17 years old. And I was in a place I should have never been. But thanks be to God that there was something that hit me as I got to the parking lot and I fell on my knees. And I just was praising God. And I knew that God at that time spoke to my heart, honey, I want to marry you. I want to marry you. I was thinking, man, what do I know about that? It didn't matter. He knows. I know what I'm doing here. You just be still. And the transformation started to happen. It was so awesome. There was not just a purpose anymore. He started to work in fully purpose. Lots of wonderful things, all the bright lights, all of those things at 17, 18, 19 that hit in our life. Oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and all of this. But there was a lovest thou me that overrode every bit of it. It didn't take away goals. It didn't take away different things like that. But it put them in their proper place. It was first love time. And I can testify to that grace. And I can testify of it as a younger person. And you don't have to wait. And it's not something, well, I got to get ready first. Because I wasn't ready. But he was. And he had preached to this vessel. And he had encouraged this vessel. Sleeping on that pew and being defiant and plugging my ears when my mother used to read me the Word of God. But he said, oh, no, honey, it's time. I think I remembered one time saying something, and he said, I've come for my words, honey. Boom. You ever feel cornered with the love of God? It's a good feeling. Quit squirming. You're in his arms. It only hurts when you twist and turn. You know what I'm saying? You'll hurt yourself. The sword's sharp. Oh, he gives me images that'll just make you, what? I love you. Oh, and how much he loves you. But brothers and sisters, this is the grace that you take that enlightens your eyes to understand. And it's the eyes of the heart of the true joy in believing Jesus. I'm talking about the joy in believing the Word of God. That's why God made man. That's why he made man. That is the purpose of God. The joy in believing his word. The joy in believing, oh, how much Jesus loves me. And oh, and then the heights of magnified grace. This is all for me. Not bits and pieces. Nope. All for me. Yes, and I'll keep preaching this. I would that all men be saved and come to the full, exact, intimate, complete, the knowledge of a husband and wife intimacy of the Lord. You can disagree with God. You can tell him, well, that's not for me. But again, think of who you're talking to. Who are you having a discussion with? It sounds crazy, doesn't it? And it truly is. I am God. I am God. All right, now let's wrap it up. Magnified grace, brothers and sisters. Vessels, as you go out of here, what did that man say? Just the Word of God. He wants you to glorify his grace. He wants you to praise him for that grace. That's what this is about. He wants you, by God's grace, to be vessels living the full potential in what was purposed in us in ages past. Vessels to the praise and the glory of his grace. Now, I'm going to ask you, You think about what man in this world and what religion tries to tell you. They don't tell you that. But that's the word of your Lord. They try to tell you to live like this and to give that. And you have to be at this. And you have to say that. God wants his son just to be in you. Just to live in you. To grow in you. And you can't do that. But it's his grace that does it all. And you believe the Lord and his word. And it works effectually. The transformation will happen. Think about your life as a human. You were born a baby. Everybody in here born a baby. Did you try to grow up? I gotta grow. You're nuts. You just grow. That's the seed that's in you. And all you needed to do to grow was to feed it. You feed it food. You drink water. You sleep. You do the things you need to do. How much more when you're born of God? Oh, hallelujah. You've been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. You have the seed that remaineth. It doesn't leave. That's who you are. You went from death to life everlasting. You're brand new. Here's your food. Now, what you gonna do with it? I want to grow in this. Now, there's one thing about these vessels that really magnify his grace. You know what they get? They get it. They get it. They magnify his grace only by his grace. Know that. Because when you miss that, you'll start getting prideful. You will. Oh, I know the grace of God. No, you don't. Need to know it a little bit more. Yes. He sees the proud where? Afar off. He gives grace to the who? To the humble. Amen. He must increase and I must decrease. Amen. 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 As Brother Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. I labored more abundantly than you all. You knuckleheads out there trying to say, well, I did this and I did that. And, oh, I went on that journey. And look at all these people that were moved by what I said. Could you just see Paul? You know, he did. He wanted to say, God, just take me out of here. I want to get away. But God said, no, Paul. I got something for you to say. And you could see in reading that too, he had to really be convicted of the Lord to say that. Because that wasn't of something Paul was ever going to say. They said, now, brother, I want you to go magnify me in what I'm going to have you say. I have labored more abundantly than you all. Yet not I. But the grace of God that is with me. Okay? Let his grace be magnified. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let's bow our heads. Thank you, dear God. You know what? Lord's encouraged me. Let's just stand and praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. While every head is bowed, Father, again, we say thank you. And Lord, I say thank you. Thank you for stopping me and letting you. Hallelujah. God, let us never just go in what we think an order should be, but Lord, just to let you have your way. Lord, let us be quick to praise you. Lord, help us to be vessels, Lord God, that are, the top is just taken off. You're pouring it in, and hallelujah, you're pouring it out. Oh, Lord, thank you for the love of God. Thank you, Lord, that we're loving one another with that wonderful love of God. God, thank you. You're bringing us into that plane of the dearly beloved brethren. God, loving this body with the very love of God. Oh, getting ready for a rapture. Lord, how soon it's going to play. The trump shall sound. Oh, and hallelujah. We will be face to face with you. Now, Lord, help us to continue to rejoice. God, thank you for this encouragement this morning. But, Lord, thank you for this. It's not a moment. God, this is our life. God, help us to take it with us this day. And, Lord, just continue to praise you the more. Fill it up, fill it up. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.